Yeah, daf ayin ches amud beis, the last line, the bottom Gemara. The Mishnah says really a lashon of ho'eichol k'kesebes hagasa. If somebody eats the size of a big date on Yom Kippur, then he's chayiv. Now really the lashon of the Mishnah itself was, the Mishnah said ho'eichol k'kesebes hagasa k'moyho v'chagari noso. If he eats the size of a big date, it itself, and it's karinosa, with the pit also. That's really the Lashon HaMishnah. Now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Boyi Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks a question. That we say in the Mishnah, Yechayiv on Yom Kippur, yeet the shir, yeet food, any food, the size of a date, is bigarinosa. Do we say it means the size of the date with its pit inside, like a big shir? Oy beloy garinosa. Or else, no, Yechayiv just reading the size of a date, even without the pit inside. That was Rav Papa Shaila. So Rashi right away says, "Begarinosa oish le begarinosa," like Rashi, "For hodik toni mas nisen ugarinosa." Like Rashi asked the question right away. How could Rav Papa have a doubt, have a suffix? Does the Mishnah mean to say with its pit or without its pit? The Mishnah says clearly, the size of a big date, kamohu ugarinosa, with its pit also. So the Mishnah says clearly you have to have the size of the pit also. Like it's a bigger shir, you're not chayiv on Yom Kippur, unless you eat the size of, let's say, an apple, the size of a date, with its pit inside. So what's Rav Papa's suffix? So Rashi says, Miboyile hechikoma. Still we have a suffix, what's pshat in the Mishnah? Kamohu uchagarinosa yachid. Does the Mishnah mean the way Pashtud you learn, you have to have the size of a date and the pit inside it, like together? Oidil mohochi komer. Maybe no, maybe this is what the Mishnah means to say. Komohu means you have to have the size of the date. The date by itself, and the Gersa should be in Rashi, the Bach says, oi kagarinosa. Or else that the Mishnah says, komohu kagarinosa, it means to say, oi, or else the size of the date, of the pit itself. In other words, either one by itself is enough to be mechayif on Yom Kippur. Either eat the size of the date, the fruit itself, or else eat food the size of the pit of a date. That was Rav Papa's suffix. As when the Mishnah says the size of the date and its pit, doesn't mean to say both together, you only chayiv unless you eat a bigger shear. Or else maybe no, the Mishnah means to say either shear, either size by itself you chayiv. Either you eat food the size of the date, or else you eat food the size of the pit. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara suffix. Now Taisus doesn't like this, because Taisus says the Monoshach. Like, if you're going to tell me there are two different things here, it's the date and the pit. Now, the smallest one, that's the one the Mishnah should have said. Let's say the pit is smaller than the date itself. So the Mishnah just should have said, if somebody eats the size of the pit, which is smaller on Yom Kippur, you should know Yechayiv? Chorus. And for sure I would know if you eat the size of the date itself. Like, why does the Mishnah say like two shurim? Either the date or else the pit. That's Tosfos' question on Rashi. Therefore, Tosfos learns different than Rashi. Tosfos learns Avada, the Mishnah says you have to at least have the size of the date and its pit also. So the suffix in the Gemara is, maybe it means to say you need the size of a date and its pit true, and another pit also. Maybe that's what the Mishnah means to say. Kamohu, sebas hagasa, kamohu, a big date, the way it is with its pit inside, uchagarinosa means, and also another pit also. So you only chayiv on Yom Kippur, you eat the size of two pits and one date. Maybe that's what the Mishnah means to say. Or else no, or else Yechayiv for the date and pit by itself without another pit. That was the Gemara Sophic. That's the way Tosfos learns. Alright, we'll soon see when we'll push to the Shaila. So then the Gemara says another question now. Boy Ravashi. Ravashi asks a different question. Etzem Kisoyra. That we know there's Gemara in Brochus that says that the shear of an etzem, that means a bone of a mace, when it's metameyu, if you touch it, your tomei, it's even if it's small, kisoira, like the size of a barley. Now the missionary goes through and says all the different zayim haminim, that we have the seven famous pairs that come from Eretz Yisrael, they're all nitin l'shirim, to teach us different shirim. Now what's the shear of barley of soirim? The shear of an etzim. If you touch the size of a bone from a mace, even though it's as small as a barley, still it's metameyu. So Rashi had a suffix, vikli posa. Does it mean the barley with its klipah, with its outside shell? I believe kiposa. Maybe it means even a more chumri, even a smaller size. Just the size of the barley itself without its outer side shell. And hu adin balecha? Ebi yavesha. Does it mean when the barley is still very like come out just ripe when still wet, or else does it mean no later on biyabesha when it comes dry? That was a Rashi sofik. So really, the Gemara says so far two different sveikis. One doubt was Rav Papa's doubt, what's the pshat of Mishnah Kesevis, and then Rav Ashi's doubt, what's the pshat of Etzem Kesevis. So the Gemara explains now, Rav Ashi loy mi boy loy hod Rav Papa. Rav Ashi does not ask the sofik the same sofik Rav Papa had. Why? Gasi itma. In other words, kol kamo de gasa. In other words, as big as it is. So it says, the Bible says, kol Kesevis hagasa, a big date, it means as big as it is. So therefore, the way Rashi learns that the first suffix was, does it mean a date and it's put together? Or does it mean each one separately? So he didn't ask this question because he knew for sure, Kesevis hagasa means the way it is together. Of course, it means a date with its pit. That's the Shir Yechayiv. Less than that, it's a potter, you have no chiv malchus. Abulamaisa lalocha, we hold it's awesome in the Raisam, because we pass Kalog Rabbi Yechanan that Chatzi Shir was awesome in Atayra. That's the way Rashi would learn. According to Taisus learned the suffix in the Gemara was, does it mean a date and its pit, that's all? Or else does it mean a date and its pit plus another pit also? Like two pits and a date. And that, according to Gemara, answers no, just means one date and one pit, that's enough to be chayiv. More than that, you'd be, that's enough to be chayiv for. Taisus brings down from Yerushalmi another side of the Gemara is that it writes us a date also has a halal. That there's some space inside the date, in between the pit and the date itself. So the question is, you have to have such a big size that's as big as the pit and the hollowness inside it and the date itself, or else l'chumra, no, it's enough just to have the size of the pit and the date, and like you squash the date against the pit, that's the size you have to have to be chayiv. That was like the suffix in the Gemara. Well, you said it doesn't make enough min l'alochem, because we hold both is osur. Because Chatzis Shir, even a small amount, you're not allowed to eat Midiraisa on Yom Kippur, because we hold like the Yechon, and the Chatzis Shir is also in Atayrim. And it's only in Nafkamina, exactly when do you get Malkus? You have to have this, eat the Shir of a Gregorist, of a Kesevis, like a date. To be Chayiv, that's a Sofik. Does it mean like a date and its pit, and its hollowness inside also? Or no, just the size of a date and its pit. Then the Gemara says, Rav Papa, loy mi boye lei hod Rav Ashi. Rav Papa did not ask Rav Ashi Sofik. Again, Rav Ashi's subject was that we say etzem kisera. Does the barley mean with its shell, or does it mean wet or dry? So Rav Ashi says, when the Papa holds that lecha shiburles mikri, you should know if the barley is still wet, it's not even called the barley yet. It's called the shiburles, called the stalk. So of course, we're talking about now where it's dried out already. And shleibel kliposa, if you want to say a barley without its shell, is ushla. Well, on the side it says chushla mikri. In other words, also, it's not called the barley. So, according to Rav Papa, Pshita, a barley means when it still has its shell on it, and when it's dry. Therefore, when it says, Aloch of Etzem, Kisera, it means the size, a bone, the size of a barley with its shell, and when it's dry. So, tomorrow now, Omar Rav Yehuda, Koyseves Hagasa, that the Mishnah says, if Yidon Yom Kippur this year of a big date, Shino Shomru is Yisera Mikabetza. He holds it's the biggest shear, it's the biggest size than the size of an egg. Vikim Lulu Rabbonin, the Rabbonin know, Tebahochi Meis Vadaita. This is a svara, like why do you have to eat so much in Yom Kippur to be chayiv? Because the Rabbonin knew that if you eat this much, is Meis Vadaita. It relieves you. It makes you feel satisfied. Botsim Hochi, but if you eat less than the shear, less than the shear of a date, is Le Meis Vadaita. Then you are not satisfied. In other words, like Rashi says, Kim lu rabbonin, v'yafa gav duchol shir achilas iser, because I see, even though the rest of the Torah, whenever the Torah says not to eat something, it always means the shir of a kizayis, which is less the size of an olive. Hani mili hechad uchsiv achila. That's where the Torah says clearly, achila, don't eat, aloshin achila. Achila always means the size of a kizayis, of an olive. Aval hocho. But here by Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says, Asher loy su'une k'siv. V'chol kama d'loy meis v'dayte inoihu. Asher loy su'une means you should not do something to take away your pain. Su'une means like painik. In other words, when a person is hungry, when a person is not eating, he has like hunger pains. So Torah says, don't do something to take away these pains. Asher loy su'une. Don't do something to take them away. So kimel l'chazal, that kol zaman you don't eat the size of a date, you did not take away your pains. That's the taish lemeis for daiti. So mele inuhu, you're still called in the matzav. You're still called inu. You still have like your pains. So therefore, even though you ate the size of an olive, but so what? For Yom Kippur, the Torah says asher lo suna. Because you can't eat the size of a date with its pit. That's the size that takes away inu, takes away like your pains, and now you feel a little bit satisfied. So that's what's awesome in the rice in order to get a chiyuv karis. Now the Rishonim speak out. L'chura, it depends on how big the person is. Like if you have a small, skinny person, only weighs 90 pounds, let's say 100 pounds. So for him, if he eats a kosev, if he eats the size of a date, he's still satisfied, takes away his pains. But l'chura, you have a big, husky guy, so l'chura, if he eats a little bit like the size of a kosev, it's a date, it doesn't mean anything to him. He's still hungry. And l'moshe, what do you do with Eig Melech HaBoshen? So they speak out in the Rishonim. That Avada Kimla Lechazal, Chazal knew that no matter how big you are, even the size of Eig Melech HaBoshen, still, when you eat the shear of a kesevah, the shear of a date, for that second, for those few minutes, you are like satisfied. It'll take away your hunger pains. True, if you're a big guy, you'll get back new hunger pains. You'll be hungry very fast. Could be in 2 minutes around, you'll be hungry again. Mashenkin, if you're a small person, so it'll take maybe 5 or 10 minutes till you get hungry again. But I call upon him, the same second when you eat the shear, the size of a kesevah, of a date, it's kimul lechazal that that second, at least, those few seconds, it takes away your hunger pains, so then you're not, then that's called asher lo suna. You do not have your pains anymore, you did something to take them away. That's why you chay midiraisa. So the Mara Meisve, I have a kash now on you, Rav Yehuda, that you, I'm a Rav Yehuda, saying that the shear, the size of a kesevis of this date of our Mishnah, is a bigger size than an egg. Meisve, there was a Meisve, it's brought down the Mishnah in Sukkah, the Hevil, Rav Yechonen ben Zakkai, Litter, Metzatashel. They brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai on Sukkos that he should taste food, not to really eat it, but litam on it to be toyim, to taste it. Ula Rabbi Gamliel shtei kosevis. They brought in front of Rabbi Gamliel 2 dates to eat. Udali shomayim, and a bucket of water. The Omru, and when they gave it to Rabbi Gamliel, he said, Ha'alum l'sukkah, bring it up to my sukkah. In the times of the Chazal, right, says the sukkahs were always on top of the roof. So it's always a lashon, let's go up to the sukkah. So he said, Helom the sukkah, bring it up, I'll eat these 2 dates in the sukkah. Now, Batoni Allah, we learned about this Mishnah, that Loi Mifnei Shalocha Kach, that Datuk Rabbi Gamliel took these 2 dates and ate it in the sukkah, not because Mikar Adin, the halacha is, you have a chi of teeth, this amount in the sukkah, Elok Yisharotzu Lahachmer, Elok Sharotzu, Elok Sharotzu Lahachmer Latzmon. They wanted to be machmer, they wanted to be strict upon themselves, and therefore they took it up to the sukkah. But really, really, he did not have to eat this, the size of 2 dates in the sukkah. The Mishnah says another mice over there. This is a Gemara in Chulin. When they gave to Reb Tzadik to eat outside the sukkah, is oichel pochus mikibetza. He took only the size of less than a beitza. Not lubamapa. He just put a towel around his hands. In other words, he did not have a chiyuv to make l'tilus shadayim, because when you eat food less than a kibetza, you don't have a chiyuv to wash. So therefore, why did he wrap around his hands with a towel? So Rashi says, "Tam here, I'm shemaninus dahadas." He was like a mafunik. He was very, it bothered him. So just for personal reasons, he wrapped his hands around with a towel. The ochlu chutz l'sukkah, but he ate this pokos mikibetza outside the sukkah. V'lei berech achrof. Reb Tzadok also did not make a bracha achrona if he ate food less than the size of a kebeya. And Toi speaks out, like Sovalei Reb Yehuda. He was like Reb Yehuda Shita, we'll soon see it on the days. The Beshmaitim, the Dorosh, the Yachalta, the Sogoto, that means Achim Shesh, but Sviya, the Hainu Kebeta. He knows that even with Rabbonin, you don't have a chiv to make a bracha achrona unless you eat the size, the shear of a kebeta, of an egg, which is called a little bit Sviya, a little bit satisfied. But so he says, Avada the halacha is manira lari ta halacha Reb Meir to yoma bekezayis. Like we always told, once you eat the size of the kezayis of food, you have to make a bracha achrenim. With the kezayis alone, you chayiv to make a bracha achrenim. So here the mice was Reb Tzadik was machm Reb Tzadik did not wash his hands. He ate it outside the sukkah, and he did not make a bracha achrenim. So the diik from Reb Tzadik here hokebeitza. Mashmah, if what he would have eaten would have been the size of an egg, then boy sukkah. Then the din is he would have to eat it inside the sukkah. Now the question is, vi sakodaitcha, koiseva sagasa shamru, yisera mikibetza, if you want to tell me like Yehudi Shita, that Now that that our Mishnah says the shear of a kesevis of a date is a bigger size than the size of an egg, so then the maist in the Mishnah Sukkah is very shver. When they gave Abuzai Hashtosh te kesevis, Buloi Garinun, Loi Heavy Kibetzum, Abuzai Ha, what's the pshan the maist in Rabbi Gamliel? That they gave Rabbi Gamliel teat two kesevises, two dates. And it says there that even though we told them to bring it up to the Sukkah, Halidah in the Sukkah, but not because the Allah is Yimachuyiv teat it there, but just he wanted to be Machmer on himself. He wanted to be strict. But a normal person does not have to eat it in the Sukkah. So what do you see? You see the size of two dates is not even the size of an egg. Because we just saw from Reb Tzadik here that if you would eat the size of an egg, you have to eat in the Sukkah. So according to Yehud, it doesn't come out. As Moskasha, Hash, Deshtei, Koisevas, B'loi Garinen, B'loi Hevi Kibetzah, here we see from the Maisa, Ram Gamliel, that the size of two dates, true, maybe it's without the pits, is not the same size of an egg, of a Zoi Koisevas, Hagasa, Kurinosa. I feel you want to say how Mishnah means, a big date, with its pit inside it, of a Mehevi Yisera Mekibetzah, could it be bigger than two regular dates? It could be bigger than an egg. How could that be? So, of course, a Kasha and Abiyuda. The Gemara says no. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah in no, it's not a kasha. It could be like that. I'll tell you. Shtei koisevus v'loi gerinoson. The Maaseh with Rabbi Yochanan there, they gave him two dates to eat, and they took out the pits. Is lo hevi kibetza. That's taka less than the size of an egg. Therefore, Meikra din he was potter. He did not have to eat it in the sukkah. The reason why he went up to the sukkah was only because he was machmer on himself. Mashenka, but I can still tell you that Kosev es hagasa kurinoso, but like in our mission here in Yom Kippur, if you take the size of a big date with its pit, I can tell you heavy yisera mikabetsim. It's like bigger than an egg. And it's like a Yehuda. And number of Popek says that Hainu the Yarmi Inche, this is the way people talk. This is a statement that people say. That Trey Kavad the Tamri, if somebody has two kabim, like two buckets, a measurement, two kabs, full of dates, you should know chad kaba de kishaisa v'sorach. If you're going to take just the pits out of these dates, you're going to have a complete kav full of the pits and a little bit more. So you see the pit of the date is bigger than the date itself. Because if you have the dates of two kavim of dates with its pit inside, if you'll take the pits outside the date, you're going to have a little bit more than one kav. So you see the pits alone is bigger than the date itself. They're also the same shot. If you have two dates without its pit, and a chanami without its pit, it's smaller than the size of an egg. But when you have a big date with its pit inside it, that's bigger than an egg. Like Rashi says, the sorach means, yesh ben kav garinen v'yoser. There'll be a little bit more than one kav of the pits. Alma we see hagarin yoser min hakesevis. That the pit of the date could be bigger, a bigger size than the date. The sorach lashon oidif. Sorach always lashon oidif, left over. So the kids, the Gemara says here that it's possible to say that the pits are bigger than the date itself. Therefore, it's good. It's not a kashan of Yehuda that a date and a pit is bigger than an egg. But two dates are smaller than an egg. According to this Gemara, you see though that a date, the pits could be bigger than the dates. Now this is really where the Mefarshim answer we spoke about before. Rashi learns the first suffix in the Gemara. What's the size of a date? Does it mean the size of a date with its pit, or does it mean the size of a date without its pit? Like Rashi said, either one is a suffix. Does it mean the date alone, or does it mean the pit alone? Each one by itself is a suffix. Now, Tois we spoke about didn't like that shot, because Tois asked, how could you say a suffix? The Mishnah maybe means either the size of the date or the size of the pit. So he says, well, take a look and see which one is smaller. If the date is smaller, so that's l'chumra, so just say in the Mishnah, whoever eats the size of a date is chayv and Yom Kippur. Or else if you're going to tell me the pit is smaller, so the Mishnah just should have said, whoever eats the size of a pit of a date on Yom Kippur is chayiv. Like, why does the Mishnah have to say both of them for, according to Rashi? And Mefarsha answer, like this Gemara here, that the different places, certain places I tell you the date itself is bigger than the pit. And certain places it could be that the pit is bigger than the date itself. Therefore, it's very good what a suffix in the Gemara was. Maybe when the Mishnah is saying, if you eat the size, avada means the smaller size. But in certain places, it could be the size of the date itself is smaller. And in certain places, it could be the size of the pit is smaller. So that was a suffix in the Gemara before. But I call upon him so far, we don't have a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. It could be that the size of a date, a big date with its pit, maybe could be bigger than the size of an egg. We'll soon see. We don't hold like this. Rosh says weiter, Rav Omar, Rav says another teretz. Als to answer Rav Yehuda, that it could be again a koseves is bigger than an egg. So the question was that according by Rabbi Yechanan, when they gave him teat, two koseveses, two dates, how come, by Rav Gamliel, how come he said the only reason why he's eating in a sukkah is the chumrah, but really is potter? Aye, the question is, two dates is bigger than the size of an egg. The teretz is, it's all it was just fruit. And peris, even if you eat a lot of fruit, even if you eat more than the egg, they're potter from a sukkah. So that's why when they gave him the size of, they gave him two dates to eat, even though two dates is bigger than an egg, but since peris are potter from a sukkah, the only reason why he went up to eat them was because it was machmor on himself. For the Gemara Meisav, I have a kasha in Yerova. I have a kasha that I'll say not like that, that fruits is mechuyiv, you have a chiyiv to eat in the sukkah. And Omar Rebbe said, when he used to go to learn Torah by Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, they brought in front of us teinim, figs, vanovim, and grapes. And we ate them achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. We ate an achilas arai means a temporary eating. In other words, less than the shear of an egg. We're outside the sukkah. So to diik achilas arai in. When are you allowed to eat this fruit outside the sukkah? Only because you ate it temporarily. You only ate an achilas arai, less than an egg. Ma'ashenk an achilas kva, mashma, if you eat it a permanent suda. In other words, if you would eat this the size of an egg, a worth of fruit, loy, then you would have a chiyuv tid in the sukkah. So we see here that even fruit, you have a chiyuv tid in the sukkah. So Mora says no. Eima achalnam ki achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. What meant to say is we ate these fruit outside the sukkah like an achilas arai. In other words, really these fruits we ate a lot. We ate more than egg, more than achilas arai. We ate achilas kva. But we ate the achilas kva of fruits outside the sukkah like an achilas arai of something else that you have a chiyuv tid in the sukkah. Like an achilas arai of bread, let's say. In other words, just like by bread, you're allowed to eat the size less than an egg of bread outside the sukkah. So then we ate these peris, even though we ate a lot of the peris, like you could eat an achilas of bread, all right, outside the sukkah. But really, it could be fruits are potter from the sukkah. You're allowed to eat them outside the sukkah. The boy is saying, another terrace is like this. What did he mean to say? What did Rabbi say? We ate the peris. Ochalnom achilas kva. We ate the fruits a lot, even more than the size of an egg. We ate an achilas kva worth of fruit. Ochalnom pas achilas arabadayu. But we also ate bread with the fruit. Chutz l'sukkah, outside the sukkah. Now, how are you allowed to eat bread on sukkahs outside the sukkah? Only because it was nachilas arai. Because I ate less than the size of an egg worth of bread. So if you eat the size less than an egg, that's called nachilas arai, you're potter from the sukkah. So it could be there's no kashi yet. So the world lema mesailei. Now, Adarab, I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya that fruit, you do not have a chiyuv to eat fruit in the sukkah on sukkahs. Because it says, Lefikach im hishlam b'mina tagima yotza. If you finish off your meals with mina tagima, which chur means something like fish or like meat or like mezainos, then you makayim your sudas. So Rashi brings down this like a Gemara in Sukkah that says, Yudalid sudas shodim chayav lecho b'sukkah divri abeleza, b'mesecht Sukkah. We have less a sheet there is in the Masechta Sukkah that on Sukkahs you have to have two meals every day. So altogether you have to eat 14 sudas, 14 meals. Let's say you skipped a meal, you're allowed to make up with it eating mine tagima. Like we said, Rashi, lifton, I mean something eat with the bread, either fish or meat, something eat with the meat, with the bread. But now, vi sakla daitchif, you're going to tell me that peri boy sukkah, when you want to eat fruit on Sukkahs, you have to eat the fruit inside the sukkah also. So listen, peris. Why doesn't it say also you can make up the suda by eating peris? There's anything that you have a chiyuv to eat inside the sukkah. If you eat it in the sukkah, you're making this mitzvah. And the Gemara, no, maybe there's no raya from here. My neil tagima peris. Maybe in a chanami. That peris is included in tagima. Because you want to bring a raya. Since it doesn't say fruit, it's a raya that fruits are potter from the sukkah. Therefore, if you eat fruit in the sukkah, you can't tell me you're making your mitzvah of eating the suda there. Because the suda only means something that you have a chiyuv tid in the sukkah. But fruit you're potter from eating in the sukkah. Mor says, no, maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe minatakim here also means fruits. And enochnamim. Maybe you have a chiyuv to eat fruit in the sukkah. Like if you eat more than the size of an egg worth of fruit, you would have to eat it in the sukkah maybe. So when it says that according to Rabbi Lezer, you have to have your 14 suddis. If you're missing one, you can make up with it with minatakima. Enochnamim, maybe takim also means with fruit also. Another teretz says no, that ba'asvad l'shchichi peri. Avada tagima does not mean fruit. Tagima means fish, something like that, or meat. But maybe you don't have a raya that fruit is potter from a sukkah. Maybe you have to eat your fruits in the sukkah if you eat more than an egg. Now the reason why it only says mina tagima, doesn't say fruit, because we're talking about in a place, ba'asvad l'shchichi peri, and a place where you do not have fruits there. But enochnami, fruits are not included in mina tagima. Therefore, Tosfos speaks out that by Shalosh Sudis, we know on Shabbos you have a chiyuv to eat three Sudis. So first Tosfos wants to say that you cannot be yotzei even Shalosh Sudis with mina tagima, not even with fish or with meat, but you would have to wash, have to have lechem. And Tosfos says, why? Midechsib tlosa zimnim hayoim gabe mon shubamokim pas. As in the Pashas of mon, it says three times the word hayoim. So we dashen that on Shabbos you have to have three Sudis. And since we know pas is zeche for the mon, you have to have three meals of bread. That's Tois Shita. So the Chachila, you should have to wash and have bread by Shalosh Sudis. And the Tois once say, if you have feel we have Yamina the Nofik Begimel Sudis, the Mina Tagima, I feel you want to say you could be Mekayim the Sudis with Mina Tagima, of Kamoy Gabisuka, Mikomokim Beperila Nafka, Le Mahani Nami Besuka. But fruits for sure you cannot be Mekayim the Mitzvah Shalosh Sudis. That's Tois Shita. That lechatchila you have to wash, and if you can't wash, you could be yotzei with mina tagima, which means like fish or like meat, but not with fruit. However, the halacha is brought down, the mechaber rings down in the siman reis tzadik aleph, that tzorach lasos bepas, that lechatchila you have to have shalosh sudis even with bread. That's the best thing. V'yesh yomim some say shiyochel lasos b'chol minei hasuya me'echa me'chamesha saminim. You could be yotzei from like cake. You could be yotzei. Shalosh Sudis. V'yeshem some say shiyochel asoyis v'dvor malafna ben pas kibos of a dogim, that you can be yotzei shalosh Sudis with just fish or else with meat. Then v'yeshem some say that filo beperis yochel asoyis, even with fruit you could be yotzei shalosh Sudis. But v'svaru rishon ikur shesorach asoyis v'pas. But the ikur is you have to have pas, like a tchilu you should have bread, you should have wash even for the third suda of Shabbos. Yeah. Now the Gemara goes on that Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid said no. You should know koyseves hagasa shomru is chasera mikabetsa. That's what we hold lalochom, that the size of a date of Al Mishnah is less than the size of an egg. In other words, there are like three shurim. There's the size of a kezayis, size of an aleph. Then you have the size of a koyseves hagasa, the size of a date. And then the biggest shear is the size of an egg. That if you chayef for Yom Kippur, it's enough if you eat just the size of a koyseves hagasa, you're chayef kurs. The Tanan, as we bring the raya, that we learned like this, Be'eshamayim says, Sa'or b'kezayis v'yichomis b'kezayis. This is a locha. The Gemara brings down the beginning of Be'ya. That's talking about the lava by your roll, by your motzei of chomis in your house on Pesach. That on Pesach you're not allowed to have chomis in your house, even without eating it. There's the lava of by your roll, by your motzei. So Be'eshamayim says, Sa'or b'kezayis. If you have sourdough in your house, you're chayim just for the shear of a kezayis, you're chayim by your roll, by your motzei. If you have some real bread in your house, then b'chaseves. You're only chayiv by raw by imotz if you have the size of a date. V'avinim bo my time of the Beishamai, and we ask the question, what's the reason of Beishamai? Like Beis Hillel says, there's no difference. Beis Hillel holds whether it's or sourdough or whether it's regular chametz bread already, it's the same size. If you have a kezayis in your house, you're chayiv by raw by imotz. Now what's pshat in Beishamai that it makes a difference between the sourdough, the shiris, kezayis, and chometz the shiras kaseves? So Mor says because nichtav rachmona chometz v'loy boy yisor. The pchitz according to Beshamay has an ashkasha shver. What does the Torah say two times chometz and sor with bayiro bayimotzei? Really, the Torah could have just said chometz with bayiro bayimotzei, and I don't need the Torah to say a second time bayisor by salvado. The anomir and I would say uma chometz ma duch by chometz shein chemutze kosher. Chometz itself, the chometz shaboy, the yeast shaboy, is not so strong. Is also the kezayis, if you have the kezayis of this in your house. You're over the lava by your roi, by your motzei. Obazoi so'or, if you have sourdough, shechimutze kosher, that it's very hard, it's chimutz alone. In other words, if you take a piece of sourdough and throw it into the dough, it'll make it rise, it'll cause the other one to rise to become chometz. That's a svar, it's harder than chometz. It is l'kol shrein, like isn't it for sure that if you have the kezayis in your house, you'll be over the lava by your own by motzei? So why did the Torah have to write both separately that there's a bayi ro and bayi motzei for sor and for chometz? So Beshami holds, midapaginu rachmona, since the Torah separated them and said it separately, limda l'cho, to teach us, shiuroi shalzeh, loike shiuroi shalzeh. The size of one is not the same size as the other one. So in other words, sor bekezayis, sor that's the more chometzical one, it's more strict because this is sourdough that could make other doughs become chometz. Therefore, the shear to be chayi for is only with kezayis. For chometz b'chaseves, mashenk and regular bread is not so chomer. There, according to Meshama, you only chayi by roll by motzei if you have the size of a kezayis of a date. All right, turn over.